And we're fucking live, baby. We're fucking live.
New is always better.
Is it?
I don't know. Do you think? Because, like, you know, for example, new girlfriend is always better than old girlfriend. For one.
No, I don't think you can say that with people. What, do you think new people are better than old people?
I mean, baby is always better than old people. No, not really. No. Well, you just beat me one. Okay. How about...
They're just cuter. Yeah, they're just cuter. They're not better.
Sometimes old people... Babies are really sometimes old people, think about it. Old people could be really cute.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Not like...
I sounded really ageist. Yeah. Like they couldn't be ageist. Cute. Really?
You know... Computer, new is always better.
Yeah, I think when you talk about things
technology wise,
yeah, well, no, not necessarily. Sometimes, like, you have a new operating system and it's just stupid, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Like Windows 7, was it Windows 7 pretty
no,
stupid?
No, it's Windows 8 is super stupid. Windows 7 was pretty good.
Oh,
it's the one they do double system, like a dual system in one computer. Because they were trying to promote Windows Phone. Remember that area where people trying to get Windows Phone?
Windows Phone. People did have the Windows Phone. They even had like an iPod. Remember their iPod? Like a Zune? Was it an iZune or something like that?
Yeah, it's so crazy. Can you believe Windows Phone was existed for a while? And people were like, yeah, just click the bricks. You know, the bricks will flip. That's so cool. I was like...
Yeah.
Easy.
They also had this. I remember my friend had a Windows phone, and he was the first person to have this phone, kind of like first person around me at least. And it had a stylus, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, you mean you can like?
I was like, damn,
little pen to touch on the screen.
Yeah. Because I had a flip phone at the time. I was too poor to get a stylus. I was, you know the phone I had? Guess what? It was a flip phone, and on the front of it, it wasn't even a screen. It was a mirror.
Oh, I don't understand. Why is it called stylus? Why is it not called pen? Or like touch pen? Why is it called stylus? Which part is the style part? Just like holding this like no ink pen? That's style? I don't.
Yeah, maybe you're stylist.
I don't get it.
That's a good question.
Anyway.
I told you, man. English is stupid, bro. I already told you this.
So.
It's the only language. Fluent.
Stylist pen. All right. So, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Podcast. This is episode 40. And thank you for keep coming back listening to the podcast. You know, it's always cool that there are about 6 or 7 people always get it premiere listen. You know what I mean? Like, they always listen without promotion. So, like, when I didn't share anything for, like, first 2 or 3 hours, when we dropped a new episode, there's always 3, 4, sometimes 7, sometimes 8 listenership that I didn't know. Oh my god, people just like really, really follow. So if you want those top 10, I'm just gonna say 10, just keep increasing the number. If you are those like a top 10 fans, we love you more than anything.
Do you think we know these people?
I don't know. Maybe I don't. Or they are like a secret listeners. Yeah. I don't know, because like you can't
crazy
pick out,
to think about like
pick out who is listening the top. Yeah. Three.
Like, what if it's just some random person in like France?
Huh? What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Just randomly. What if it was just like a random listener of France who just randomly stumbled upon this podcast and was like, "Hey, these guys are all right."
Yeah, maybe, because you know, if you're doing a YouTube, you don't know who are watching. Who's watching, right?
That's so true. Like, this is like audio YouTube. That's what podcasts are. Audio YouTube.
Supposed to be. Or maybe they're like our secret enemy, just trying to record every shit we said. And then wait till the day you got super famous, and then they're going to come out and meet to you.
No, you think this shit's ever gonna end?
Me too, or harassment?
Me too should never end. I think if you do weird shit like that, you should probably get caught.
You mean harassment?
But I'm talking about the harassment part is the sexual harassment. Yeah, but what is it like with the like digging up stuff in people's past that they said when they're like in middle school? Yeah, like kind of stuff like that, or high school when they're a young and adult. Man, hey, people are stupid, man. People change too. Like, I mean, I said some stupid ass shit when I was young.
I did too. Yeah, when I was in United States, when I was like in San Francisco or somewhere, I did say stuff like I don't see color, stuff like that. I did say that, and I was stupid, and that's okay, cause
I used to believe in fucking what is it? Pro life.
Yeah, abortion law.
Yeah, I used to be pro life, but because I don't know. I was stupid. I didn't know what to think. I didn't have all the information.
What's the worst stupid things I ever said?
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to be racist towards to Southeast Asian. So that's on me.
Used to be?
I mean, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you used to be. Sure. Wink, wink.
Used to be. I think so. Yeah, I do think I used to be. Now I don't really see myself being racist towards to Southeast Asian. Yeah. Not sure about Indian. Yeah. Just kidding.
Oh man, they're gonna get you. That's funny.
I don't know what's my problem with Indian, because sometimes I really always accidentally say stuff about Indian. For example, I don't really think Indian or West Asian should recognize themselves as Asian. I think they should invent a new term to describe them so people don't miss the turn.
Mix the two?
Yeah, because like when it comes to Asian, always people always think about like East Asian, right? Southeast Asian.
Right.
Northeast Asian. Like Japan, Korean, Chinese, Thai. You talk about all these Asian.
Well, maybe other...
And then Indian, they always say like South Asian. And then it's like, well, to me, South is like Philippine or Indonesia. Maybe that's me too self-centered, so just, you know, kill me, whatever. I'm just saying, like, isn't it better
what if it's to have a what new if they term look at it like this?
To describe them?
What if they look at it like this? You know how Scottish people are still considered white, but they're different white?
Oh, are they? Sorry, I cannot tell the difference.
Yeah, Scottish, they have, like, red hair, and, you know, they're like...
Oh, you mean ginger?
Boston, a lot
of... they don't like the term ginger. I heard people don't like the term ginger.
No, but not just red hair, really. Oh, well, I mean, yeah. It depends on who you are, really. People call me Gook and Ching. I don't even get bothered by it.
What? What did they say?
Yeah.
They call you Ching Chong Chong? Ching Chong Chong? Is that how you say it? Sounds like Corey.
But anyways, maybe I'm saying okay. Let's get back to the point. We're digressing here. What if they look at it like like that? Like you know how Scottish people we can't really tell the difference, but there is a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think people can.
Well, you can tell difference. You can tell difference between Indian person and a Chinese person for sure.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, do people look at Indian people, and say, oh, that's a different kind of Asian, not the, you know, kind of like how we look at, maybe Scottish is a bad example, but like German or Russians, we still consider them white, right? Russians, because they benefit from looking white. So that's considered white to me.
I mean, isn't it they trying to separate like ginger, white, and then Jewish whites, and then they're trying to separate all that.
Man, Jewish is still white to me.
Exactly,
it's still kind of,
I remember I used to, you know, I mean, I used to live with white. Jewish lady in my house. You know the lady.
Yeah.
And then I was like, to me, Jewish is white, and she's like, no, not really. And I was like, but you have the privilege, don't you? And then she was like, not really. Yeah. I was like, oh, all right, whatever. See, white people saying she doesn't have the privilege, all right? Yeah.
Like, you could go to places and feel comfortable sitting anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, I was at, Hobby Lobby. You ever been to Hobby Lobby?
Hobby Lobby?
It's like this really...
Is that?
Yeah, it's like this church. It's like a Trump store where, you know, super ultra Christians go there. But I was trying to find a graduation frame for my girlfriend. She was graduating. And I went in there and I was just like, oh, shit. Like, I do not belong in here.
Oh, like a greedy white?
Yeah, and then it was just like, I'm getting these stares. Like, people just kind of staring at me. And then it was hard to find help.
Mm.
But
it's kind of funny because, like, stuff like this is always... Like, you feel extra uncomfortable in United States when you are not white people. But that you don't feel this... You still feel something, but you don't feel this strong when you are in place in Europe. Which is the same thing to me. Because, like, when I was in Portland, I attend some social events. Most of the time, it's 100% white people, and I'm the only Asian there. Especially sometimes, it's like, when it comes to, like, gay events. And then sometimes it's just like, oh, well, now I look like a potato queen because I'm just one Asian with a bunch of white people. And then when I was in Europe, it's the same thing. I was the only Asian there, and then just like everybody there are white, you know. Yeah. But I feel less weird in Europe, more weird in Portland. Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Why is that?
I don't know, because maybe because my mindset's different when I was in Europe. Because my mindset was just like traveling and have fun in Europe. So, of course, I look different. No matter I'm coming from America or coming from Asia, the fact I'm being there is different. So I'm okay with that. But like in United States, maybe it's because like, wow, the fact that Portland is claiming like they are diversity and they're cool and edgy or whatever. But the reality is, well, when it comes to social event, where are all those diversity at? You could see a few black, but like, that's it. You know. And there's this history behind you know, Portland has like, Oregon has like, oh, black people don't belong to these states, that kind of history, you know, not even 100 years ago. So like, yeah, there's a history like that, but, you know, it's not like we don't have train or airport. Why don't people want to move to Portland? That's a real problem, you know.
Yeah.
Or, I mean,
yeah, I feel like
there are some Asians in Tigers, in Beaverton, in Vancouver, you know. So they just don't bother to come out to attending white people's social event. I guess that's the problem. The communication is not, sorry, the chance of a communication is not opening. So, like, you don't really see any kind of diversity group are melting together. It's like 80s, probably. Yeah. That's why, you know, you know, like in 80s, and then, like, oh, Asian only hang out with Asian, black only hang out with black, and then white only hang out with white, and then that's what 80s, 90s is about. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then they just add some, like, modern ideas, which is like, yeah, we welcome everybody. Secretly, we don't, but we welcome to everybody, you know, stuff like that. That's my observation. Maybe it's not true. Maybe just me being stupid, being ignorant. So
no, I think, you know, Portland's like a passive aggressive Boston.
It's like, funny.
It's racist. Yeah, it's racist here, but it's not so in your face. It's like they'll, you know, instead of calling you a racial slur, they would take over your neighborhood and put "Stop Asian Hate" and "Black Lives Matter" sign on their lawn. Yeah, it's still here.
Sometimes I feel like, yes, I get a sign. Is I think we talked about this last year in certain one episode, if you're a new listener, but whatever. Sometimes I feel like those signs says, you know, like how people always say, I'm not trying to be racist, but...
Yeah.
And then that's the science says so much about that. Like,
yeah.
We are not trying to be...
Like, no shit. Like, every time I see it, I'm always like, no shit, man. Like, you don't have to tell me. Like, are you hiding something?
Yeah.
Because every time I hear, like, it's always the people who do extra. Like...
But another way around is a reminder of this is important, and to those people who still think it's okay to be racist, and then.
But here's my
it's
thing.
A reminder.
My thing is like, I get what you're trying to do. You think you're doing good, right? But if you like to me, man, if you really care, you be. Listen, man, I work in this field, and I don't see people like that at all. The
no.
people who put those Black Lives Matter sign on their front lawn and saying they're all about it, man. My 15 years in the industry, I rarely see them. You know who I see in those communities trying to help those communities?
People
like,
of color, right? Yeah.
Yeah. At least doing it the right way, because you have some people who are like white people who think they're about it, but they want to be the star of the show. They want to lead the movement.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, no, dude, you support. You gotta be an ally. Yeah. You can't steal the show.
That's how last year Black Lives Matter, the whole riots. Well, it's not a riot. Protest was on, and then a lot of white people coming out, and then that's being really loud, and then a lot of and then you see other white people is judging those loud white people, saying like, don't steal the thunder, it's not about you being supportive,
right.
It's about black people, Black Life Matter,
it's also like the damage they're doing. I don't know if they're realizing it, but it's just kind of like, yeah, you know, you can get away with destroying buildings and cars and property. You can get away by being violent, because the blowback isn't going to be on you. They're going to think, because it's a Black Lives Matter movement, they're going to think it's black people that are doing
it. The media is also angering. It's not just like white people doing this, also black people or like person of color also doing this, like violent stuff. But the thing is, the problem is, yeah, you do a balanced reporting, however people only see person of color is doing the problem, and that's the real problem, you know what I mean? Even though the news media trying to balance the reporting, you know, like, yeah, we're not just trying to attack on why, we are not trying to, like, we're trying to be a fair report. But for whatever reason, or like the mindset, people always only pay attention to, oh, you see those, like, people of color, they are doing all this. They never really see, oh, you know what? White people also do the same thing, you know? Yeah.
Now I was watching I was watching this 40-minute video from the New York Times of like a chronological, I guess, telling with video of the attack on the Capitol when, you know, all those white people try to break into the building of D.C., of Congress, and hang Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy, like that actually happened. And in the video, it shows you like what happened, what took place before, how they get so close to the building. And it was just like, the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, I can't believe this many people are alive. What, five people died? I guarantee you, I guarantee you, if it was a bunch of black people, a bunch of Mexican people, Latino people, Asian people, any other color that were attacking that building, it'd be a massacre.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's so crazy to think that people actually got in that building and were really close to getting their hands on lawmakers. And the plan was to hang them.
I think it's like a, in general, a huge problem of like, oh, when a bunch of, let's say, if a white robber versus a black robber, the white robber will get arrested, but the black robber will get killed.
Oh, yeah. Right? Sure. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a robber. It could be like a guy going to his friend's house.
That's true, too. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you the odds on that is still in the white guy's favor.
Why?
A white robber is probably more likely. Or a black friend is probably more likely to get shot by a police than a white robber.
Do you think maybe they should just all move to one state and just, you know, be independent? Somewhere like Alaska.
It wouldn't take Alaska, though.
Where would they take?
Texas. It'd be all in Texas.
No, but then Austin will be like, I don't want to be part of this.
Oh, yeah, Austin. I heard Austin's pretty cool. I got to go visit.
Yeah, and or Houston will be like, we are too busy going.
Actually, Houston will be right. Like,
we
Dallas
are too busy
like
going to space. We don't want it to do any conservative shit on this planet.
Oh, speaking of space, dude.
Yeah.
So I plan for my daughter. My daughter's gonna turn 2 next week.
Oh my god, it's already 2. That's so fast.
I know, right? Crazy. She's putting words together and shit. But for her birthday, I wanted to make her a space rocket out of cardboard.
Oh, that's beautiful. Do it.
Yeah, because she likes the space rocket book. We read all the time. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to build her that space rocket in that book.
Wow. That's so lovely.
And I thought it was going to take... How long do you think that would take?
Paper rocket?
Like a cardboard. Like a cardboard where she could go inside and play cardboard like it's a space rocket.
Depends on, like, are you a crafting person?
On average, how long would it take you?
If it's a person who is not from art school, it would take about a week.
Oh, shit. Well, you had a better than me, man. I thought it was going to take the most 2 days.
Oh, that's... 2 days of fully working, and then, or just, like, you know, side hustle, 4 hours a day.
And then just, like, you know, put... Two hours each day, knock it out.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, you're right, man. I was seriously mistaken. Seriously mistaken. Now she's gonna get she might get her birthday present the next month.
Oh god. Cause for an artsy person, you only take about 2 days or 3 to finish a really cool.
Well, I was like getting the stuff for it, and I was like, every time I got something, I was like, I needed something else. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, okay, let me go get the cardboard. And then I was like, oh, shit, they don't sell big enough cardboards.
Yeah, you need to, like, cardboard box hunting and then really get all those.
Yeah.
You could go, like, U-Haul.
I went to, like, Best Buy, and I was like, hey, because they sell refrigerators. And I was like, hey, do you guys keep these boxes that, you showcase your refrigerator with? And they're like, oh, no, we throw it away in the back. And I was like, man, can you just check to see if you got one? And luckily, they had one.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So did you finish it?
So, no, it took me 2 hours to cut the box because it's big.
Yeah. that's right.
Oh, man, what
did
I get into?
Did you have like a blueprint, something like that?
No, I'm just going off of my mind. Okay, check this out. Okay, dude, why are you doing that? You haven't even heard the plan yet, and you're taking a deep breath already. Listen to the plan, and then judge.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're already judging me. Okay.
I haven't said anything.
Okay, no, Ed, you didn't have to. It was just that deep, condescending breath that you took. Okay, so it's going to be... The box is the size of a refrigerator.
Okay.
So I'm going to cut. I'm going to cut a hole in there on one side for the window. On the other side, I cut a hole, and I'll make a door in the front so she could open and shut the door, right?
Okay.
And then I'm going to paint it red because the color of the rocket in the book is red and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. The body's white. The wings are red.
Yeah.
And I bought an abacus to put inside.
Okay.
What are those drawing boards to put inside?
Yeah.
I'm going to make her a motherboard. You know, it looked like buttons on there. I'm going to put the old keyboard I don't use in anymore.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
there.
Yeah. That's cool.
So it's going to be legit.
It's
going to be a legit
that,
rocket.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, just you know, remember to have a dinner table so that way she can have pho inside or, you know, fried chicken or barbecue inside. That's...
I'll show you the picture when I'm done.
All right. Okay, real talk.
Yeah.
Just you need to keep. Don't forget to have time for those paint to dry out. That sometimes, you know, like
how long?
A day or two, because you can. Here's the thing.
What?
Yeah.
For paint to dry?
Also, the smell has to be gone.
Damn, it's gonna take a long
time. Yeah,
yeah,
because you're using a paint, right? The paint on. For painting on the wall or like
all white and then
unless
red.
You're using like a watercolor or you know acrylic
no
or oil because it's too expensive
latex
still you want this gonna unless you know you drop some perfume in there
but that's a good plan right see you judge me on my lack of plan and then you heard the plan and now you're cool with the plan.
I have to see the results to judge you. So,
but the plan, hey,
the plan
listen,
sounds
did
good.
You hear about
the
abacus?
I like the keyboard part.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
How
are you gonna? How are you gonna assemble it? What's your glue? Yeah, what's your glue?
I haven't figured out the top part yet to make it a cone. The cone. So I'm reinforcing the cardboard with more cardboard, so I'm gluing cardboard onto it, so it's two layers of cardboard. Does that make sense? Got some duct tape.
Okay.
This is gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Just keep in your head that because essentially it is still paper, so if the structure inside doesn't hold, you need to add structure in there, something like a wood stick, so it will hold because you are building something really tall, right? Because it's a refrigerator size. So if you put the cardboard box stand, if it's bending, slightly bending, then it's gonna bend really hard when you start to construct it.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm doubling up the cardboard and the paint will dry and stiffen it, right?
Yeah, and you can also use what's the word for it? You know, like the white glue, like the one like you glue something on there, and then once you dry it out, it become you know, like the one looks like your cum, and then when you dry it out, it
and. Cow cum. Remember we talked about glue being cow cum?
And then once you dry it out, it becomes some kind of like hard surface thingy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Should I do it before or after the paint?
Before, yeah. Because you want to paint on top of it. So that way the water doesn't go inside of the couple bucks because the paint's still watery,
right.
So it's gonna wet the cardboard. Sometimes people do taping, tape the cardboard first and then you paint it on top of the tape. So the paper,
what kind of tape?
Any kind of tape, duct tape, transparent tape, any kind of tape. The purpose of that. So that way, the watery paint doesn't crumble the paper.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Good thing I brought it up to you, because I would have fucked that up.
Yeah, because you think about, like, if you do watercolor on the regular paper, the paper always clean and then, like, crumbles and then get a lot of, like, weird stuff.
So what should I do? Should I put the glue or tape? What do you think?
Tape will be faster, so you don't have to wait for it to dry. Glue need time to dry.
What kind of tape?
Like, so the cheapest one. Because you're going to paint on it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll find some tape. Damn, I got to go back to the store now. That's another week.
Funny.
What were we talking about? Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. No. I did today.
Houston wanted to go to space, so that way they don't want to be a conservative state.
Conservative country?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, I think put a whole huge. I think. Do you think Texas is enough, or do you think they need two states?
No. No, it has to be the whole. Well.
Because have you been to the countryside of Oregon? Like, they are also pretty conservative as well.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're bad people, right?
No. I didn't mean they are bad people at all. I'm just saying, like, also, you are saying all these extremely right-wing people, they should live in one state. You know, like, those people who go on Capitol.
It's called Guantanamo Bay.
Capitol.
I'm just kidding.
Capitol. Yeah.
Dude, if you look at that, I'll send you the video, but if you watch that video, you're just like, I don't know, it's kind of, to see your country do that, like the country you live in do that, it's kind of disappointing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes and no.
You didn't sound too.
Because, like, if you never see them, they are hiding somewhere. It's more creepy and dangerous, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that, but I'm just saying, like, how could it even got to that level where people are storming that building to go hurt the politicians?
Like, education, man. I feel like education still the key to resolve all these issues. You know? Like, it's really hard. Like, I talk about this over and over again because it's really hard even in my household that trying to teach the younger generation, try not to be like any kind of discrimination against anybody.
That's impossible.
It's,
we just talked about how stupid we were when we were young.
yeah, but like it's also, we don't want that to happen again, you know. Like in my household, my nephew and niece, they were 6 and 4. It's perfect time to really sort that out, right? Like oh, it's okay to be different, it's okay to, but all that, it's hard when your conservative parents are around, you know. When my father keep using the term that, hey, what are you? Are you something, something, something? And he will say something like, oh, only girls will eat that slow. Stuff like that on the dinner table. And then you don't know, like, you sense that and you're like, oh.
That's hilarious.
And also, like, sometimes
maybe he's eating fast.
My nephew, sometimes he eats and talk in the same time. And then what we usually say is like, okay, you can talk, but finish your eating, then you talk. And then so he did that. Yeah. And then he started talking, and that's fine. Because, you know, when you were age 6, age 7, it's talkative time. That's why they're annoying, because they're talkative. Yeah. But my father will say something like, are you a woman? Why are you being so loud? And then stuff like that, it's like...
Yeah, he goes hard.
And I was like... And then... Yeah. I don't say anything, which I should, but I can't, because I am also, like, that means I need to educate my father in the same time. But the whole thing is about educating the younger one. My father, he is in, I don't know, stuff like that is almost, it's impossible to teach Did I tell you I got in a huge fight with my father because a woman, my best friend Jessica, slept in my bed with me, and then a couple
like you guys had sex
just fell asleep in the same bed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then the next day, nothing happened. Like my father didn't say anything, my mother didn't say anything. But then a few days later, my father suddenly said, "Don't bring a girl home when a girl has a boyfriend." And I was like, "Dad, that's my like 10 years best friend, 12 years, and I know her since I was high school. Like we are that long friend." And then we were outside drinking, and then we wanted to keep drinking, so we brought a few drinks back to the house and just sat in the balcony and have another drink or two, and then fall asleep. That's it. And my father's like, "She has boyfriend, you know that, right?" I was like, "Yeah, I know, also know her boyfriend, and then he is in Italy." And then he was like, "Didn't you see the news that all those like a murder problem, it's always like that?" I was like,
"Dang, he took it to an extreme."
I know. And I was like, "Wait, are you trying to say like her boyfriend's coming to Taiwan and kill me because we were drinking and just sleeping in the same bed?" And then he was like, "You never know." And I was like, that's kind of too extreme, isn't it? And then my father also said, "How about other people, huh? What other people gonna say about this? What other people gonna see this?" And I was like, "It's so crazy." So I said, "Where are the other people at? It's 1 o'clock in the midnight. Where are the other people?"
Yeah.
And my father like went explode.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He started shouting at me, and he started to say crazy stuff. And then I was like, okay. And my mom just like, you know, it's like a TV show. My mom sit across to my father, and then my mom just like gave me secret signs, like, "Stop talking, just let your father talk. Just don't say anything. Just let your father talk, and a storm will pass, and you're gonna be fine." And then that was in March. Now it's July. Ever since that, my father is barely talk to me.
Oh no!
Because I say things back to him, and that's disrespect.
Yeah.
And I'm still suffering from all this like conservative value in the household. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry you're going through that.
No. This happened a lot when I was younger, before I moved to the United States. This happened a lot.
Oh, it sounded like it was recent.
So, no, this is recent.
That
this
was like
is
yesterday
recent,
or something.
But this happened a lot when I was younger, and then like high school or like college. Whenever I have different opinions from my father, my dad is always think I'm not allowed to have different opinions.
Yeah, you gotta be wrong sometimes. Sometimes you can't, you know, you can't be right all the time.
No, I mean, I get my father where that coming from, because the system make him that. The society make my father becomes that. My father only has elementary school education. He doesn't know anything. Yeah, he doesn't know. He's like he worked really young. He started working when he was like what 14 or something. So he started working on that. And you know, so it's kind of crazy. And I don't know. When I was young, my father was nice, mean and nice in the same time. That's how Asian parents are, mean and nice in the same time.
Yeah. They cared about you, but they didn't smile at you.
Yeah. And then, so I don't know. It's tough sometimes. And the other day, my air conditioning in my house, in my room, was broken, and I just told my mom and then my dad in the same time. I say, "Hey, the air conditioning in the room is broken. Are we trying to do something?" Because eventually this is still my father's house, not my house. So I don't have a saying. Anyway, I do in my own room, whatever my, you know, if I want to get a computer or, you know, I don't have to ask it. But
right.
Speaks furniture like that, I do. And then my father was like, silence. He didn't say anything. I was talking straight to the air or ghosts, whatever, you know.
Was your mom there?
Yeah. And my mom said, okay, yeah. I see it. My father was like, silent, pure nothing. Silent. And then, you know, and also stuff like, oh, hey, dad, dinner time. Silence. There's no, okay, let's go. There's no like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so.
Does he stare at you? Does he even stare at you? Or is he just.
He didn't even look at me. He did. Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah. Wow. Yeah,
he didn't even look at me. So.
You get the silent treatment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I don't really know what's my father's problem. Because a lot of time, I feel like he doesn't. I don't know. Isn't this a therapy session? I feel like I'm doing a therapy session with you. This is so stupid.
It's interesting.
Yeah. But, like, what would you do? Like, what would you do if you, you know, facing a situation like this?
I'm really good at ignoring. I ignore, too. Like,
to your daughter?
Me and my girlfriend, like... Oh. No, not my daughter. Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, just people in my household. Because I was going to say, like, even when Nicole gets mad at me and she's, like, ignoring me, I'm like, okay, cool. I get to watch a movie. You know
what I mean? I mean, to me, I personally don't really care. Not like I don't care about my father. It's just, like, I don't really care what he feels about me anymore, honestly. Like, all those, like, oh, bring your Asian parents proud. No, fuck that shit. I don't really care. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna live my life.
This is like, I do, you do you. Wait, I do me. Wait, how do you say that? I do I, you do you.
I don't know, but I get what you're saying.
You do you. Yeah, I do me. So, like,
yeah. No, you do. I do me is sounds dirty now.
Oh, I'm not talking about masturbation. Look at you, Minroth. No, I do myself. And then you be you, so.
Yeah, you do.
Oh God, look at what, look who is the dirty one today.
Yeah, I think he just, to me, I'm, you know, I would let him sort it out. He's probably sorting it out in his mind. Thinking it through.
The problem of that is that ever since that happened, I stopped bringing my friends to the house. I have zero guests in my house. No more.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You think he
not even
care?
Dude's friend. I have a lot of I have like you? A few dudes friends and another female friends. I just don't bring any friends home anymore.
I don't even want to deal with it.
Because it's like, I don't know. What's my father going to say? Or what's another storm? Yeah, when is another storm coming? You know.
How long has it been?
4 months since March.
Oh, damn. I thought this was like a couple of weeks. 4 months, that's a long time.
Oh, my father could do longer. When I was younger, really? Yeah, he did 2 years silent treatment.
2 years?
Yeah.
Like a samurai. Like he's a monk, you know what I mean? And he did like a silent meditation.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought about a joke the other day. Remember this? Remember I told you? Did I ever tell you this joke?
Let me hear it.
All right, so, you know, I didn't come out to my parents. Look, many good things about not coming out to your parents. You get to bring a lot of hookups home and just tell your parents that they are your bros. You know, you get to bring some ugly bros, handsome bros, fat bros, skinny bros, smart bros, stupid bros.
Yeah.
Occasionally when you're not trying, white bros.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm just not ready for my parents' question. Like, if I, you know, like, I don't, where does the joke goes? Oh, so in the end, I will say something like, I'm just not ready to only bring one bro home. And then facing the question from my parents, where are all these other, where are all your other bros? Mm-hmm. And then my friend told me that the joke goes too fast. You need something to explain in between. Do you think it's too fast?
I like the beginning. Yeah. Bros. Those are funny. Yeah. You just work it out. I think you eventually find it on stage. I'm trying to get a new 10 minutes on my relationship. I've been eating shit for like 5, 6, 7 times straight.
Yeah. That's nice.
Because I got a good solid 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like solid 10, 15 minutes. Better than the one I had before. Yeah. With just my name and leaving my baby in the car.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get 10 minutes out of my relationship, and I've been eating shit, bro. One of my jokes is... Let me hear what you think. Okay, so... let me see which one. Damn, I forgot them. Okay, you know, you ever been in a relationship so long, you start a fake fight to get some alone time?
Fake fight? Keep going.
That's where I'm at in my relationship. It's healthy every now and then to have a fight. You know, it's just to pretend that you're by yourself.
Okay.
So you can start jerking off with the volume on. damn, I forgot how it goes. But that's the premise. I'm still trying to figure out where it goes, but the premise is like fake an argument just to get some alone time.
There will be a good comparison about that. Something like, it's like you know your body cannot drink some bad things, but sometimes you still want it because it's a reminder that, oh, I can still take the bad shit. My body still can handle this, you know.
Okay, I see where you're going. Yeah, maybe
comparison.
Maybe I start off with a comparison, like something like that. Like, you know how you know you shouldn't have junk food, but you eat it anyways. That's where my relationship's at.
Yeah,
I start a fight,
even though you don't want to,
because it's bad. I don't want to. Yeah, figure it out that way. That's funny. Yeah. And then another premise I got is, we've grown so comfortable that if we were in the ocean and a shark came to get us, we're fine with saving ourselves. Because it's better one than two.
Better one than two. Oh.
See, that was a punchline. It doesn't hit hard. I think I have to have a harder punchline, right?
Yeah.
Because someone got to watch the kid, maybe, I should say. Or it makes no sense for both of us to die. Yeah, that could be right. It makes sense for both of us to die.
Makes no sense both of us to die. How do you know? What if that shark only want to eat one?
It better be her. I like my chances. You know what I mean? I'm a stronger swimmer.
But hey, she comes from Philippines. Nah, she knows. She swim better than you.
That's funny. You kind of flattened out at the end, but it's okay. We'll work on it. Anyways, it's our first segment ever that we ever created. It's a news from the Orient. So what news do you bring, Eddie, from the Orient? You're actually really in the Orient, too.
I don't know which one should we talk about.
Read it. Read the headlines and let's pick.
You know how, like, human from, like, Homo erectus or, like, Neanderthals?
Yeah. Our ancestors?
Yeah. Yeah. China recently fired a dragon man.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just heard the headlines. I didn't read into it, but Dragon Man sounds cool. Keep going.
And it's really hairy.
Wait, how
and
did
then
they
call it?
Was your hair left over?
They were calling Homo Longi. Like the how
they would give it an Asian
like
name.
It's how you pronounce a dragon in Chinese. It's long, yeah. And then they see that the dragon man. It's kind of so funny to say dragon man. Dragon man is different from like any kind of other like ancient homo. I keep saying homo. It sounds like I'm saying like gay stuff. But I'm
you not, like saying it. That's why.
You know, like Homo erectus. It's different from that.
You like saying Homo and erectus. I know you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, Homo erectus. How do you say that word? E-R-E-C-T-U-S.
Erectus.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying it right. Yeah,
yeah you got it. Erectus.
Yeah.
It could be used as a dirty word in English.
Yeah. And then, so they say this dragon man is very, very strong and very, very powerful.
Really?
And they have like huge mouth, big teeth, and a huge eyes. And I was reading this news, and I was like, it's kind of crazy that how we evolve from huge eyes to no eyes. You know what I mean?
I like, know, right?
They say all the Asians are coming from this dragon man. Basically, and I'm like,
oh, I got what you said.
Yeah, and I'm like,
now the joke clicked to me.
It's like, wait, what?
That's actually really funny. You should do that as a joke. That's a joke right there.
Anyway, that's kind of like funny, not really funny, but like interesting things to
it
say.
It is,
yeah.
So we were pretty strong. Our ancestors from Asia.
Yeah.
Were pretty
dragon
strong.
Man.
Had a big mouth and had big eyes.
Yeah, and hairy, you know, so.
Which, yeah, Asians aren't too hairy. We're not too particularly hairy.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. And then they say in the end, they got extinct.
Why? What happened?
No,
did
I think they didn't mean extinction. I think they mean with, like human evolve. So like the old one is disappear. See, new is always better. So like the old one just disappearing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that'll happen. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
To like it must have been so harsh back in the day, like to survive.
Yeah, what would you be? Do you think we would be a hunter? Will you be a gatherer, or will you be a fisher?
I just want to be you know how they have the wise man that's always smoking and you know at the fire he tells good stories at the around the fire. I want
to
be that.
Yeah,
guy.
But in order to be that guy, you need to find something, so that way you could be like that. You cannot just jump to the end. You know what I mean? Because you need to be young. You have to be young once. So like, you cannot just jump to the end.
I can't be old, young, young and wise.
You could get wise. Yes, yes, definitely. But in order to be wise, you need to suffer.
You don't think back in the day they just had a guy that was like super
yeah,
chill,
which
the fire,
or
like,
the
hey,
wizard,
the
they are like that, you know, chillaxing.
Yeah, let me be the wizard.
Yeah, okay. I thought I want to be the wizard.
I mean, there could be more than one wizard in a what do you call it, a pack?
A herd.
You did want to be a wizard when you were little. Remember you're taking, what is it, chemistry to try to be a wizard?
Yeah. Was it?
You really thought taking chemistry would make you into a wizard? That's hilarious.
I really, really thought.
Every time I think about that, that's so funny. Did you get good grades in chemistry?
No. That's why I cannot be a wizard.
Yeah, that's why you can't be a wizard.
I cannot be a wizard. Yeah. Do you got anything new? Sorry, you're looking into it now. Or
no, I didn't get any news. We could do. You want to do fake fan mail?
Yeah, sure.
No, that's. You want to do fake fan mail?
Do you think?
I think we might have an hour.
We do.
No, do we?
We do have an hour, yeah.
Oh, okay. We could do it for next time.
Yeah. No, because it will be harder to edit, because the attitude will sound different.
So you want to do it now?
No. We can do it now, because like I think we have like 20 minutes. Need to cut it out the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, let me find this.
Yeah.
Let me find it real quick. How do you search for something? This is so stupid. They don't have a search bar here. I usually have it.
Isn't that kind of funny? You can get Netflix, not Netflix, you can get Nintendo Switch, but you cannot get PlayStation 5.
I know, what's the deal, man? I'm starting to become racist against Taiwanese people.
It's kind of funny the other day, because I assembled a new computer, and then I got a graphic card in Taiwan. And my friend saw, I posted on Instagram story, and my friend replied me, where did you get this graphic card? And I was like, because NVIDIA is actually a company in Taiwan. So, you know, and we made chips. So, hello, we just do ourselves a favor. And then he was like, the whole world is having a video card shortage. And then you are showing you have a video card. You a-hole. And I was like, oh, well.
That's funny. Okay.
Fake news.
On this week's fake fan mail, or not week,
fake
but
news.
This
fake
time
fan
of fake fan
fake
mail.
Fake fan mail.
We got somebody who's trying to convince their coworker not to ride with them to work. Here, I'll just read the headline. That was just easier to read the headline. Probably got to edit that part out. How can I get my coworker to stop going out of her way to commute home with me?
Ooh. Why do you want to do that?
Yeah, like, that's your alone time. Okay, let's read it. I recently started a new job and found out that a former coworker of mine, last job, and I, wait, what? I recently started, I'm a bad reader. I recently started a new job and found out that a former coworker from my last job and I had been hired into the organization at the same rank. A big part of learning process is that she's a verbal processor and does not let anything go. So if she doesn't understand something, she will continue to talk about it for hours on end. I know a person like that.
You had to stop and make that announcement.
You know people like that? You know people like that? I'm pretty sure you have people like that who don't get cues about when to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I hate people like sometimes I'll be even walking away from a conversation and they'll follow me to keep talking.
Maybe they are on spectrum. Maybe they are Asperger's.
Could be. I mean, it's just really annoying. Where were we? Oh, a big part. Okay. Just talk for hours. The issue is we have exactly the same commute because we live in the same neighborhood. Those conversations follow me home every time we work together.
Oh.
She's that person. She rehashes the exact same conversation we had all day, highlighting how she feels behind. I really like her a lot and really enjoy talking to her, but 8 hours plus of intense exposure to her is making me dread my commute, which I usually love. She will wait until I'm finished at work, ignoring my... Go on ahead without me. You don't have to wait for me. I have stuff to finish up. I have an appointment, etc. Sometimes waiting up for an hour for me. God damn. She will wait an hour for... Wow. What a kind person.
Okay.
And walk with me. She'll wait for an hour for me and walk with me to the bus, light rail, Uber. She has never switched her commute to match mine or tried to split an Uber. if I say I'm headed to in a different direction or trying something new. I've tried telling her I want a quiet commute, and I've tried just outlashing her by waiting for her to leave. Oh, outlasting her. Sorry. I'm so bad, Eddie.
It's okay.
The way you're looking at me makes me nervous. No, like, you're just like, this dumb motherfucker can't read.
No, he has a kid. Reading. He can't I'm fucking waiting. Read. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the punchline or something. Okay.
I've tried telling her I want to a quiet commute, and I've tried outlasting her by waiting for her to leave, but she just waits longer and lingers. Damn. There have been times where she said that she has left, killed time in the neighborhood, and then met me on the walk to the transportation hub, saying she hoped she would see me on the way. Wow, that's dedication, Eddie. What are some phrases I can use or strategy to have a solo commute? Do I not want to hurt her feelings, as she really, truly very sensitive and insecure about her role, and I like her a lot, but this is not sustainable, and I need my time to be on my own. Ooh, sorry, but I know that was a nightmare to get through, but did you get it? Did you understand? Were you following along?
Yeah, I understand. So basically, there is this person that she enjoys, or I think she's lonely, the woman, right?
Sounds like it. I mean, but you gotta know how annoying you are. I think it's kind of a red flag when you walk around, kill time, and then come back.
Either she had a crush on you that you didn't know, or did you, like, you know, he might be sending different signals to this lady. Because sometimes, you know, like...
Now they're both girls.
Or they're both ladies.
Yeah.
Then just get her a boyfriend or a partner or whatever, you know.
What would you do, though? If you were that girl trying not to... Just get some alone time for your commute
I
to work.
I think I would really just say, hey, you know you're a nice person. You know, sandwich critique. Just like, hey, I know you're a nice person. I enjoy working with you. I think you're, like, really cool. But I really wanted to just have my own time after, right after my work is being done. Nothing wrong against you. Please don't think about that way, but I really wanted to go home by myself, so please respect that. So just
you're nice.
Just saying things like, it's not you, it's me. You know how many people breaking up, it's not
it's
you,
like breaking
it's
up. Is it me?
Yeah
I'm a loner. I just need time to myself.
Stuff like that, I think that will work. That would do a trick.
I don't know. But I bet
I would this person is going to still be like, I really need to, you know, like, hang out with you.
Let's
do role play. You are the, I'm the annoying girl. And then you are the, all right. Hey, Mirav, want to go home together?
I'll fucking kill you if you get near me.
Really? What kind of tools do you want? Can I buy
throat.
It for you?
Yeah. I'll slit your throat. I'll eat your dog. You don't want to fuck with me. Nah, I wouldn't say. Fucked up.
You're so bad at roleplay.
I don't know what to do. Hold on. Let me, okay. What would I do? I wouldn't even let it get there. I would just avoid her, honestly.
No, you just be like, it was just like, here's how I do. Here's to be like, hey, I'm gonna go use the bathroom, and then I will see you in the front door.
Yeah. Or I'll just
sneak out.
Show up 30 minutes earlier to work, or 30 minutes later to work, or earlier.
Yeah.
Or, you know, leave later or earlier.
Right, let's do role play one more time, and you do the annoying girl.
Yeah.
And then I do the trying to kick you out, girl.
Okay. Hey, Eddie. How you doing?
I'm about finished this work. And then going home.
Oh, it's okay, girl. I'll wait for you, girl. Don't worry. you know, I enjoy our walks together. I like talking. So I wait for you, girl. It's all good.
Why don't you go with
it? You just let me know.
It's going to probably take another 20 minutes. I'm not trying to, like, make you wait for me. It's going to get me guilty. I'm going to feel guilty.
I like it when you feel guilty. Oh, it makes a conversation. It makes the conversation better.
No, I mean, okay, so why don't you go? So you want to wait for me? That's what you're trying to do?
Yeah, girl. You know, I'm just chilling, girl. I ain't got nothing to do.
Oh, okay. Since you're waiting for me, can you do me some massage? Like, my back hurts since you're waiting for me. And you're nice,
dude,
right?
No, girl, I'm not gay. I ain't gay, girl. I'm not gay. I'm just trying to have a conversation. What you trying to do?
Just you and me now. So let's just do something here, huh? Don't you think?
Oh, you trying to play the gay card on me. Okay, I see what you're doing. You trying to play the gay card on me. You think I'm be scared. Look, I'm stronger than you. So if you try to take advantage of me, I can.
Why don't you come to my house and have a cup of tea and maybe do some laundry for me? Since you love me so much.
Okay, and then, you know, I'll walk you there. You want to walk there? We can have a talk. Oh,
well, why don't you go to my house and do my laundry first and wait for me? So, since you want to make me feel guilty, so you do more shit for me.
No, actually, I will go to your house and we'll just have a conversation. You can't make me do laundry. I'll just talk the whole way through.
Do my laundry, miss. Do my laundry.
Now you're trying to make me be your maid. That's funny.
Yeah.
See, you can't get rid of girls like that.
No. I think I will do is I will change my routine. I will actually say, I'm going to go to the gym. So you want to come to the gym with me?
Yeah. Oh, it's stuff that she don't
like. I'm going to go have a drink. Or I'm going to go watch a movie with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or girlfriend.
Or just...
So, I'm going to go visit my mom's. Just, you know, every day you have different excuses.
Yeah, I'll make a lie. Yeah,
and then one day it will be like, I don't want to go home with you. And then that's my strategy, I guess. Yeah. What do you think this woman wants?
Tough one. She probably just wants somebody to talk to. I don't know, man. You think about how many people around the world, like the 7 billion, there's probably people that's really lonely out there.
Yeah.
You know, we got to be pretty, you know, We're lucky enough to be born in situations where we have families and stuff like that. There's some people out there who might be the only kid, and you know, something happened to their parents, so they're just by themselves and not making it to a sob story. God damn. Why do I always have to do that? Make it to something sob, like a sad story.
No. It's a real thing. I mean, it's not sad. It's just a fact.
I would talk to my boss, too. Like, hey, man, this bitch is scary, man. She'll wait around for me.
You're going to do an unofficial restraining order.
No, I wouldn't get her fired. I wouldn't
you basically
get her fired. Yeah.
Applying unofficial restraining order.
I need a 30 feet away. I wouldn't even, like, ask for different shifts.
I think I was just, you know, using this person. Maybe I'm just, like, a horrible person. No, I think I will go HR. Yeah. I will go HR. Or I will go someone who...
Well, I mean, not the first. The first time you would just say something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's,
I would say something.
You know,
the
I told you
time.
I would do the breakout thing. It's not you, it's me.
I don't think I'll do that. I would be like pretty straightforward, especially if they waited around for me. I would just be like, hey, man, you don't need to do this. You don't need to wait around for me. You can just go home. Like, because I'm about to go home.
Trying to turn me gay, huh? Is that what you're trying to do? I think for the first time, I probably will joke about it. I will make it a little bit uncomfortable for her. And that way, she will get that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to turn me gay? Oh. You don't get big enough titties. Stuff like that. Just making fun stuff.
Wow,
like, oh.
Well, if she has small titties and insecure about her titties.
Oh,
you said that
oh, like, I don't have
feelings.
Big boobs. And I don't have big boobs. I know you like big boobs. I don't have big boobs. Yeah. Or something like, I don't have a big, you know, booty. But anyway, I'm trying to say is I will joke about it at first, and then serious talk, breaking out talk, and the second time, and the third time I will go HR.
That sounds like it sounds like seed of, it could be a seed to being psychotic. You know what I'm
trying to say? Borderline personality problem.
Yeah, like, what if that was just the beginning stages of like a stalker or. Even worse, like a serial killer or something like that. Because that's not normal, right? To linger around for somebody and wait for them hours on end. If you have to get the HR involved, get them involved.
They should if they need. Yeah.
Okay. I think we got it, right?
Let's wrap it up.
Hey, you guys made it to the end of the show. Once again, appreciate you listening.
Yo.
I hope you learned something. No, I think if you did, you did this wrong.
Dragon Man, yeah, you're not supposed to learn anything. Listen to the Dragon Man.
thanks for sticking around. Stay tuned for next week's episode.
Yeah. Thanks again. And then, as always, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Subscribe us and then tip us. What else? As always, stay happy and stay sunny. See you next time. Bye bye.